just chime in. I actually did something like that from the industry side in the mid-1980s.
There you go.
We funded a postdoc at Purdue University, and it was immensely successful. The technology was really successful. It actually ultimately led to the founding of a company later mm-hmm. on, and that student became a really fantastic corporate manager, and it was just an immensely successful thing all the way around, so it's a great idea.
Mm-hmm. Well, please.
So about Wharf, my experience with Wharf, and you asked that question, and I agree in terms of they could do more. From my experience or our group's experience, it's if you interact with Wharf, they have been great to us. I mean, they helped us, and we got funded through the, and I helped Glenn Kwan to get the accelerator program funding. I just want to say it's sometimes it's difficult for faculty, the researchers, to go out and navigate these things and to find out. I think they are more focused on their research. So if there are two things. It's like some faculty or some researchers, they would go out and they are more active, and I think they would pursue things, and I think it has to do with sometimes personality. There is nothing wrong with that in terms of some faculty that just want to focus on their research. And it's very difficult for, in our example, although my business partners, Glenn and Kevin Kozak, are great, like scientists, but it's not they are not out there, you know, going out and pursuing things, going, for example, networking events or, you know, finding, but when I need them, they are there. So sometimes it's from my experience, I had to do all of these things for them and for the company, but I'm not saying it in a bad way. It's just sometimes it's difficult for them to go out there and find these things. It's like you have to find that person to navigate for them and help them. And I about Wharf, and I think they could do more in the university. But I tell you from my experience, it's Wharf is not in the business of starting companies, and they are more patenting technologies, and they want you to do the work. They are not going to hold your hand. They are not going to tell you, you're going to talk to this investor, you're going to talk to this regulatory group, or you know, to the FDA or anything. They tell you, here is the technology, you do the work, and they want you to come back. And it's like basically you have to do a really good work for them to trust you that they would license the technology.
That's been my experience.
And I think it's the culture has to change. To some extent, it has to change. But I think it's like there is more, I think, responsibility on the inventors and the people who are going to license the technology. And I don't think this is going to change anytime soon.
Yep.
And I think they are working in that direction with the new managing director, Eric Iverson. And I think and we just met with him, and he's been very encouraging and helpful. And I think at least in terms of they want to see startups. But I think I can tell you it's not going to change anytime soon. And I think
at the end of the day, a startup is a tough job, and raising money may be the toughest. I have a question for maybe. The longest tenured entrepreneur, and who is, I didn't realize back in the 80s you were entrepreneurial, Scott